seeing you here.
Yeah. It's good when I get in here twice.
All right, Todd.
All right, good to see everybody again. It keeps a smile on my face. We got Marcus Wheaton, another guy we're really excited about bringing aboard. He's a highly productive receiver out at Oregon State. He's a four-year guy that's had great production, both as a receiver. He's also handled the football as a runner a bunch, which we also like, you know, from a versatility standpoint. He's a good, solid football player that brings speed to the team. He is a fast guy, make no mistake about it, a guy that can stretch the field, plays inside out, and like I said, a pretty versatile, good, polished football player at the receiver position. Any questions?
His 4.45 at the combine kind of disappointed him, I know that.
Yeah.
Does he play faster on tape?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of those guys that, kind of like Kevin said about Jarvis, that at the combine, when you have guys that you like, you know, you're not rooting for them to run fast and get a lot of attention. And, you know, I know it probably hurt his feelings, made him feel bad, but we were happy because when you put on the tape, he plays fast. He's a fast player and quick, so exciting guy. It'll be an exciting guy to have around.
Natural comparison for us in the media is Mike Wallace.
Yeah, a little different skill set than Mike. I mean, other than the speed, you know, where I saw Mike is more an outside receiver, outside the numbers. This guy, you know, he played in the slot a bunch, you know, when he wasn't outside. So he's a little wider base, a little more running back build, you know, in my opinion. But the speed comparisons, you know, Mike, hard for anybody to run faster than Mike, but this guy does play fast.
Is he a returner too?
He did some, very little, but one that I think in our discussions we thought you'd definitely have him back there working at it.
Well, is his productivity just what really jumps out at you, that and obviously his speed?
Yeah, I mean, he's a highly productive guy, and you know, the numbers aren't huge from a yards per catch standpoint, but he's one of the guys that we thought that when the ball's in his hand, he really, really gets even more exciting. You know, that leaves the door open to be able to do a lot of things with this guy, which kind of fits with AB and Emmanuel. So I think it'll be a good guy to have in that group, and we'll get him coached up. But he does a lot of different things, which is always good. I think he's smart and he understands, and is a smart, good football player right now.
How much do you feel better being able to address two obvious needs that you lost?
I feel good. You know, like I said, anytime I can come in here a couple times early, that's always good. So, you know, we need competition, and receiver position was one of the ones going into it that you know, we knew we wanted to add to the competition. And, you know, we like the guys that we have here, but you get another young guy in here to compete and push the other guys, that's always a good thing, in my opinion.
All right, Todd, thank you.
Do you have inside-outside split end flanker characterizations yet, you know, with Antonio and Emmanuel, and where does this guy fit?
Well, I think that's one of the positives with Marcus, is that he can do both. You know, he's a guy that you saw in two back sets outside at the X position. They also moved him over to the Z. And like I said, he was in the slot. He was in the backfield. So, you know, that tells us that he's a smart guy, that, you know, anytime coaches feel comfortable moving a guy around a bunch like that, that's good. So especially with what we have, which we got a nice mix right now of inside and outside guys, you know, to have a guy that, you know, especially early, you would think is contributing on special teams, and then knows multiple positions, including inside and outside spots. So I think that's a big positive with Marcus, is that I think he probably could play both spots, inside and out.
He's more like AB, who can play the slot, huh?
Yeah.
All right, thank you,
Todd. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks again.
Hope to see you again.